You're with SBS Radio. Milí priatelia, ako sme v úvode spomenuli, našim dnešným hosťom bude Marcel Mihulka, predseda organizačného výboru Festivalu českých a slovenských filmov v Austrálii, Austrálčan českého pôvodu, s ktorým si pohovoríme o blížiacom sa festivale v Melbourne od 19. do 22. septembra v kine Capital. Nakoľko Marcelova čeština nie je až taká silná a už vôbec nehovoríme o slovenčine, rozhovor sme natočili v angličtine a po ňom vám v krátkosti zhrnieme jeho obsah. Pre tých, čo angličtine rozumejú, prajeme príjemný zážitok v originále.
Marcel, this is a very famous Czech or Slovak name. We have a lot of great athletes, like ice hockey, goalkeeper Marcel Sakáč. We have a song from Peter Nagy, famous singer, Marcel z Malého Mesta. And you're here in Australia with the name of Marcel Mihulka, so you must be Czech.
Yes, I'm Czech. My both parents are from the Czech Republic. So my mother's Moravian from Olomouc, and my father was from Mnichovo Hradiště, just north of Prague.
Are they still here around?
No, unfortunately, they passed away, and that's how I got involved with the festival initially. My mother was a big artist. She was an art teacher here, and I thought a good way to honour her was to dedicate some films to her originally. And then I loved the work that the festival did so much and joined the committee, and just in time became president.
Yeah. Did you manage to learn some words in Czech?
No, trochu, ale moc dobře nemluvím.
Aspoň něco.
No něco, no, tak můžu... Jakož jedno pivo, prosím, a to věci
pivo,
takového.
Pivo pozná každý, pivo milujeme.
A to je, proč jsme tady v Biruri, to je Forona, naše sponsor.
To je Pilsner, tak to je super. Strašný.
Nejlepší Pilsner v Austrálii.
Marceli, you were involved in the festival before, and I heard you even sponsored the festival, you contributed with your own money, you're big fan of Czech and Slovak film. How come you love the Czechs and Slovak films, and how did you get involved with the organizing committee?
Well, I guess my love of film has always been, I've just always loved it, so I love all foreign film. I think they tell stories that a lot of the Hollywood and Western films don't. And when I found out about the festival was actually in its second year, I got on board with that by sponsoring in honor of my late mother. From there, after a few years, I just really enjoyed my interactions with them and thought I can contribute more by getting on the committee and actually getting involved. And
have you been to Czech and Slovak republics?
Many, many times. I'm a dual citizen. My wife and I, we go back quite regularly. We've hired a car and traveled all around Czech and Slovak republics and have a lot of favorite places that we like to go and a lot of different festivals we like to see, like Palava. So yeah,
it's a great inheritance from Ceres Howard. She does the same. She loves Prague and loves Czech and Slovak films and art. Yes. And I heard that she's slowly relaxing from her roles. And now, when I read the book, it says Marcel Mihulka, president. Yeah. So how did that happen?
Yes. So Ceres was our artistic director and founder for many years. So which is our seventh year now. And Linda Studenar was also a founder, and she was the previous president. After that many years of voluntary work, they've decided to have a break, which is just natural. There's quite a lot of challenging work to get this going. And it came to a point where with ACME being redeveloped, we thought, can we actually do a festival this year? And fortunately, I have a great committee that were very committed to making sure the festival happened. As a result, they nominated me for president, and seeing their enthusiasm, I just could not say no. And I've been absolutely, in terms of leading a team, they're extremely dedicated, and they make it a very easy job.
great job. Yes. You know, it's great that it continues, the story continues, even shorter, but it is important. And you had a lot of challenges, because it's not just Cerise or what happens with ACME. We also know that the Czech SBS radio programs finished. Yes. Is no longer there, so it doesn't reach some people. Yeah. So it's been a lot of challenges, but it's great job that it continues. It may go back to the same size with ACME reopening and with other people maybe jumping on. We heard of Milan Kantor, passed away.
Yes.
So there's been a lot happening to you recently in this short time.
Yes.
So good on you. Yes. That's great. Now, who helps you to select the films? Who does the film selection?
Yeah, so in replacing, I guess no one can ever replace Cerise, and Cerise is still involved as a partner with Cinematheque. But we have Eleanor Koller, who has basically helped select a lot of our films in partnership with the committee, who also go through them all. And she's been doing an absolutely fantastic job with that. And she had a really education underneath Cerise, so she was actually responsible for a lot of the short films that we had in the previous festivals. I think that the program she selected this year is absolutely ideal. It's, as you said, it is a smaller festival, but it just highlights the quality. So it's all condensed into one weekend that's accessible for people, and we don't have to stretch too far to get a few films that might not be as popular.
I was about to ask it, how does she get the knowledge about the Slovak and Czech film? She's not originally Czech, isn't she?
No, but she's an expert in film, and we also have Czech and Slovak representation on the committee, and they can guide her. And also, with the internet these days, with Karlo Vivari Film Festival, we've got a good idea of what's current and what's really going to be good. Statistics on what's well attended and reviews, and so there's many ways we can go about it.
As an enthusiast, as a president, as a big lover of art, and getting inheritance from your parents, what are your goals and dreams? Where would you guide the festival in the future?
Look, I'd love to see it be truly Australia-wide, but it'll be a challenge to do that. But I think in a smaller format that can be roadshow, I think it can really be done. Getting these quality films to citizens all over Australia, and also working with our sponsors and our partners to get their communication and their products and things to people around Australia would also be great. Because there's a lot of, our festival is more than just the films. So we have great products like the Foreigner Brewery beer, Bekarovka, Joseph Cromie wines. There's so much to the Czech and Slovak cultures that can be shared. And, even with our sponsors, our supporters, the Czech Embassy, they have a fantastic program where young people can work overseas for a year in Prague and come back. All visa, they'll sort out the whole visa. So there's just so much that we can provide. And with the sad closing of the Czech radio station, we're one of the, few remaining avenues that can do that other than this great program. So, long may we both continue.
Many thank you for the job, and good luck with everything. We invite kindly everyone to Capital, a little replacement, but a great replacement with the refurbishment.
Yes.
And people can even sleep there, because we heard that in 4 days you can squeeze more than a dozen of films.
Yes, yeah, you can. And just seeing that beautiful roof, and we can light it up in the colours of the Czech and Slovak, national flags, it'll be beautiful.
Wow.
So it's worth the admittance price itself.
Wow, we have to share this with the world. And
yes.
It doesn't happen very often in Melbourne with the Czech and Slovak flags in Melbourne CBD.
Yes, exactly. So come on down and we'll look forward to seeing you all there.
Toľko teda rozhovor s Marcelom Mihulkom, a ako sme sľúbili, teraz si v krátkosti zhrňme jeho obsah v slovenčine. Marcelovi rodičia sú z bývalého Československa, mama z Moravy, z Olomouca, otec z Mníchovho Hradišťa, obaja sú už žiaľ nebohí. A práve na ich počesť, na ich pamiatku sa dal Marcel do služieb festivalu a chce niečo prospešné vykonať pre krajanov v Austrálii. Najmä mama mala rada české, moravské a slovenské umenie a vyučovala v Austrálii kultúru a umenie. Marcel pracoval pre výbor už predtým, dokonca ako sponzor venoval festivalu vlastné peniaze a po odchode Lindy Studenej sa prihlásil za predsedu a ním sa aj stal. Miluje filmy, najmä z našich končín, lebo prinášajú životné osudy a príbehy ľudí, čo mnohé hollywoodske a západné filmy nerobia. Hoci sa narodil v Melbourne, mnohokrát navštívil Česko a Slovensko, má dvojité občianstvo, austrálske a české, viacráz si s manželkou požičali auto a objazdili české, moravské a slovenské kraje. Keďže aj Cerise Howardová odstúpila z pozície umeleckej riaditeľky festivalu, Marcel nechcel nechať toto podujatie na pospas a postavil sa k výzvam s odhodlaním. Medzi výzvy patrí renovácia budovy Austrálskeho filmového inštitútu ACMI na námestí Federácie a strata priestorov. Ďalej úmrtie českého konzula v Melbourne a stáleho podporovateľa festivalu Milana Kantora, ukončenie českého rozhlasového vysielania na stanici SBS a ďalšie nepredvídané okolnosti. Marcel je veľmi vďačný svojmu tímu, výboru za dobrovoľnú prácu, pomoc a nezištné dni a noci prípravy podujatia, ktoré už stálo veru pred ohrozením svojej existencie. Vyberať filmy do programu mu pomáha nová umelecká riaditeľka Eleanor Colla, prirodzene s poradenstvom Cerise Howardovej, ktorá ostala po ruke ako poradkyňa, ale povie si svoje aj celý výbor. Program, ktorý vybrala na tento rok z núdze na iba štvordňový nabitý festival, je absolútne vyhovujúci a vhodný, priam ideálny na krátke podujatie. Kvalita mu nechýba, môžete sa tešiť na mnoho krásnych, krátkych i celovečerných filmov. Hoci Eleanor nie je ani Češka, ani Slovenka, je výborná filmová odborníčka. A kam by chcel Marcel tento festival dotiahnuť? Aké sú jeho sny a plány? Rád by ho rozšíril po Austrálii medzi Austrálčanov, aby bol obľúbený nielen pre Čechov a Slovákov. Užšie a účinnejšie chce spolupracovať so sponzormi a ich zapojením a ukázať aj ďalšie stránky podujatia české a slovenské výrobky, krásy, krajiny, život Čechov a Slovákov, aby ich aj navštívili. A sme radi aj za podporu slovenskej stanice rádia SBS, povedal Marcel Mihulka a pozval do zrenovovaného kina Capital v centre mesta oproti melbournskej radnici a na streche krásnej budovy Capital majú vraj žiariť v českých a slovenských farbách bielej, modrej a červenej vysvietené vlajky oboch krajín. sbs.com.au